This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's the music.
Oh, yeah, we knew he'd be getting
here. He's been over there giddy for an hour and 40.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrestling on TV. So you know when there's wrestling on TV, there's definitely going to be wrestling on the back page. We'll get there in just a few minutes. RIP Jerry West, my bad. I didn't know. Jerry West passed last summer.
Yes, but you know, I said, if he's still around.
You did. And then I was like, I is still around. He's mad about that HBO documentary.
Rest in peace, Jerry.
Yeah, last June, he passed. He lived a nice, long, full life.
He did.
Very successful in the game of basketball. So he's off the list. Scratch him off the list of potential team presidents for the Hawks. As the Hawks now are underway in their search for a new president of basketball operations, Landry Fields has been fired today. Anse Sala is the general manager. He had been the assistant general manager. He's been promoted to general manager. We'll see if that is what happens throughout the whole offseason into next season. But I guess the big fish now is the president.
Yep. They were looking for a president to come in and right the ship, I guess be the leader of the organization and everything like that. Have no clue. Who that's going to be.
I can't even begin to speculate.
I mean, either. Like, which guy is it? You know, ever since we done just brought back Mr. Jerry West and put him back down.
Yeah, my bad, Jerry.
Yeah. But
that's the logo.
They have and that's why, before break, I mentioned, okay, whoever they bring in for this position, because it seems like they're scouring. They got the firm to find him and all those different things.
Anytime you
now,
fight,
when he
hire
comes
a firm.
In, when he comes in to do this, is he. Like, get to pick, like, the GM who he wants to work with? Does he get the head coach he wants to work with? Or, Andy, is this a smokescreen to be like, you know what, let's just let Coach Quinn be it?
Never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I think all that stuff is legitimate. I think it's all on the table. Just like any organization, when you hire new leadership, they might not like the current leadership that's in place.
Exactly.
So who knows? Maybe the person that they bring in isn't a huge Quinn Snyder fan and they want to go a different direction. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of looking at different presidents of basketball operations in the NBA right now. And just kind of like, all right, so like in Boston, obviously Brad Stevens is that guy. Like he has the power. He hires, he fires. He's the person that does that. I mean, a lot of like Nico Harrison in Dallas, he's obviously been in the news a lot. Calvin Booth in Denver. He's the one that just moved on from their head coach. Trajan Langdon. I didn't know Trajan Langdon was the president of the Pistons.
Yeah,
good for him.
I knew that. Now, go back to the Denver guy because they fired their guy.
Denver?
Didn't Denver fire?
Oh, did they fire Calvin Booth?
I thought they fired Calvin along with Mike Malone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's out there.
Yeah.
Like Pat Riley obviously is the president of basketball operations in Miami. Just like, because I think a lot of times with stuff like this, people are like, well, what is that? Who is that person? What do they do?
Right. Because all you hear about is a GM.
Yeah.
You hear the GM.
They're the GM's boss.
Yes.
Basically, it would be the Rich McKay, not anymore because Rich McKay is now more on the United side. But you know what I mean? For years, Rich McKay was the president of the Falcons football operation. It would be the guy that's the conduit to the owner. It's wrestler. It's the president of basketball operation. And then it kind of trees from there with general managers and head coaches and all kinds of different stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it would ultimately be the most powerful person in the organization not named Tony Wrestler.
Right.
Big job.
Yeah, it's a great job.
It's a big job.
Where is it? Is this guy on the is he over at the building right now?
Good question. Yeah. Here's the thing that I like about it. Like, I think Landry Fields actually, like, in terms of the situation that he inherited and the presumed financial constraints that he has, that we think that he has, given them not wanting to go into the tax and all that, I think did an okay job for the year. Not a great job. They're not in the playoffs, so I'm not, like, you know, I'm not pounding the table saying that they've made a mistake, but I thought he did an okay job this last calendar year. I like that they're signifying that they're unhappy with the direction of the organization, because so am I.
Okay.
How could you not be?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But did you, as the owner, do what you need to do for that to have to happen?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't.
Okay.
But you know what?
All right.
Can't fire me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can't fire me. I write the checks. All right, let's get to the back page with
exactly.
Bo.
So.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Before we get to the spectacular that was WrestleMania 41, it was altogether a pretty cool weekend, at least, you know, by my life, with the Braves winning three games. And if I can speak for just one very second on this whole Ronald Acuña, Jared Kelenic thing, like, to make this simple for folks, all right, there absolutely is a standard. All right, if you get caught or if you're hot dogging, you should be benched. I don't know who you're going to bench Jared Kelenic for in that situation. Eli White, maybe.
Yeah, fair.
But look, does the A student and the D student have the same standard or expectation? The answer is no. Nobody looks at Jared Kelenic saying, ooh, I want to model my game after that guy. They expect that he may not even be on the team in a couple of weeks if he keeps hitting 180. All right, Ronnie had every right to be mad for a second, although that happened to him 6 years ago when he was like 20 years old. All right, and he's the MVP. He is looked at as that. Jared Kelenic is not.
So hold on, Bo. Hold on. So it's okay to do that?
No, it's not. I didn't say it was okay.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what you're going there.
I just hope that Snit doesn't see this in retrospect and then play Eli White tonight instead of Jared Kelenic. But Eli White's probably better anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
yeah, I'm saying, like.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Like, if you're trying to send a message to the organization, you bench the star loafing, not the utility
plays
outfielder.
In baseball take like 30 seconds. And this, I'm not saying this happened, but what if I'm Snit and I'm in the dugout because I've been there for 4 hours and I have to use the restroom or something? When are you going to go use the restroom? Probably while Jared Kelenic's at bat.
But that's why I said he couldn't. If
it's not a big deal that he didn't see the play.
Oh,
and
sure?
If Snit says that he talked to the guy and the situation's resolved, we need to take him at his word and believe that.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think it's a big deal.
No,
if Ronald Acuña's walking around 6 years later mad about the way.
But no, that's why
treated.
I said when that's why I said he couldn't have seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
that's
said that he didn't see it.
Yeah, he couldn't have seen it.
People getting all, why didn't he just not watching the baseball game? Like, this
that was
30,
my thought process. Like, why wouldn't he watch it?
30-second play of a baseball game. Maybe he was getting a piece of gum or something. Like, we don't know.
I need Snit watching the games.
Yeah. He watches the games. Trust me.
But he wanted to watch
he
it then.
He sits on the step and watches the games. Maybe he had to. I don't know.
I need Snit watching the games, Bo. I need him dialed in.
If he why has to, isn't Brian Snicker paying attention to break? Come on now.
He needs to, you know.
I just thought he was watching.
You got to pee during
he watches
breaks.
What breaks? There's your break.
Between
when Jared Kelenic's at bat. I don't know if that's what he was doing. I'm just saying that it could have had something like that. Could have been going for another piece of gum or something like that. You never know. Hey, Devils versus the Buford Wolves. And if you know anything about, you know, any schools in this area, you know Buford is the top of the line. They're the one that bring in the athletes. They're the one that has tuition. And their teams are always good, anywhere from T-ball all the way up to them. Well, we beat them on Saturday.
There we go.
Juice Johnson goes 2-for-2. 3 RBIs, pitches 2 innings, strikes out 4. But the best thing about the whole game itself, she got her first strikeout using a changeup on Saturday.
What?
So, they're 10 years old for the most part. A lot of them, if you slow the ball down, it's going to help them because they can't hit faster pitching.
Right, it's going to be easier.
So, we use a team, and we've used it a couple times, and it's gotten hit a couple times, and she's thrown it for a ball a few times. This team, though, you know, most of the girls up and down their lineup are good. Buford has to have an expectation of having good sports teams. So we knew that at some point we'd be able to use it. She gets up 0-2 in the first inning that she pitches versus one of their best hitters. And I signal to her. We really didn't have a signal or sign for it because we don't use it that often. I signal to her to use the changeup. Yeah. She threw the changeup in same arm motion. That ball hung up there. Such a beautiful pitch.
Way out
in front
of it.
Absolute filth. Way out in front. Gets the strikeout. She's grinning from ear to ear.
Love it.
Game ends. She's on the mound. They could have scored all 5 runs in the bottom of the 4th and beat us. We're only up by 4. She lets a couple runs score. I think she walked one. Somebody got a base hit. She goes up 0-2 with 2 outs on the last hitter she faces. The park's a little quiet, so I look over at my bench and my parents, and I was doing the whole make some noise thing.
That's right there. That's right there here. Your mom and them came in town, right?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, yeah.
They and the whole crowd, they start making noise and cheering her on, and I'll be gosh darn if she doesn't get the freaking strikeout. The game ends just like that.
That's great.
Yeah, game chain, victory chain and everything.
That's amazing.
Also, did you see the line at PNC Park for the Paul Skeens bobblehead?
No.
No, but this I saw the picture.
I saw the picture that you sent to us. Yeah.
They did get it. This line, and I've never been to PNC Park or Pittsburgh, but the bridge over the Allegheny is right behind the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The line for the Paul Skeens bobblehead goes out the door of PNC Park all the way across the bridge into downtown Pittsburgh.
Wow.
How many did she get?
One of the lines.
How many did she get?
They each got one. So four of them went.
Okay.
So she got one, and then Caitlin, her daughter, got one that's going to be mine. And we're going to. The Pirates come into town to play the Braves the last series of the season in September. So I'm going to see if I can get one signed.
I bet you'll be able to.
20,000 bobbleheads given away. It was probably more people than what we line up at Truist. Although the line at Truist is not really a line. It's kind of just like a mob because of the battery being there. They did end up getting them, though, but she was worried. They only got to the stadium an hour before it happened, an hour before gates opened. Tried telling her, you better make it three, but mission accomplished.
A line that stretches across a bridge, though, just looks
that's nuts.
Cooler.
Yeah,
it looks better.
It does. I don't see how they kept them all single file like that, but you can look at the line.
Well,
you can find it online.
The people of Pittsburgh are an orderly bunch.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they don't like their sports team very much because Tara told me it was kind of heartbreaking watching that game unfold. Of course, Paul Skeens gets zero run support. They lose 3-0. The fans are booing the players and chanting, sell the team. And she was like, I don't know how I'd deal with this if that was happening here.
They should sell the team.
They should sell the team.
Yes.
Crappy ownership group. The fans are right in that situation. I agree with you. And then on to WrestleMania 41. 125,000 people packed the house over two nights, selling out Allegiant Stadium.
I saw the pictures.
Saturday night
crazy.
And Sunday night. It looked like an outdoor stadium.
Sorry, it was crazy.
It was nuts.
Yep.
George Kittle chugged a beer. Other people making appearances. Ava Max did the national anthem. O'Shea Jackson was in the house with a belt on his shoulder. Michael Che.
O'Shea Jackson, shoulder belt guy.
Yeah.
Shoulder belt guy.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll was there. He actually did the national anthem on night one. Lil Yachty was in the house. In Living Color brought out CM Punk, which was awesome.
In Living Color.
They sang Cult of Personality.
Like the group?
The group, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they sang Cult of Personality live.
Oh.
Slayer's guitarist was there, brought in Damian Priest. Biggest match of what y'all are probably watching on TV, and I wish I had a TV in here to watch it all, but John Cena's been on, PMS all morning long. John Cena breaks Ric Flair's record, becomes the world heavyweight champion for a record 17
times. That was going to be my question to you this morning, because Ric Flair was a 16-time champion in 91. Or something like that. I remember being a kid.
He's had that record for a long time.
Dude, he was 16 for a long time.
Yeah, and Cena only tied it a few years ago.
Yeah, for a long time, man. But I have a question.
Okay, me too. You go first.
Was he a good guy or a bad guy last night?
Oh, very much a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. Okay.
Travis Scott, also in the building.
Did he hurt somebody?
The Rock's not there. None of, the Rock's little new entourage was there outside of Travis Scott. Halfway through the Rock and Cena and Cody Rhodes match, theme music plays for Travis Scott. Travis Scott comes on with his own Cactus Jack belt because he has a Cactus Jack line of WWE clothing right now. Travis Scott does. Comes down to the ring with his own belt. Of course, him and Cody start jawing back and forth because Cody's like, I remember when you hit me in the face. Travis Scott ends up pulling a referee out of the ring at one point while Cody's trying to make a cover on John Cena. John Cena ends up hitting Cody Rhodes with the belt while the ref's out. John Cena wakes the ref up. 1, 2, 3, John Cena, 17-time champion.
Why does a step kind of always be so slow? When the referee get knocked out of me, that slow one.
So man, dramatic.
Yeah, man.
Dude. Because
they're still groggy from getting pushed into the ring.
Did it live up to your hopes?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It was it was an atypical, here's how a heel wins a match in WWE with the outside interference and all that stuff.
But it was good, and it was like, it wasn't a disappointment or anything.
I thought both nights were great.
That's great. That's fun. That's awesome. All right, hey. Let's reward you just for listening to the program. Be caller number 6 right now. You're going to win a family 4-pack of tickets to the 40th anniversary of the Georgia Renaissance Festival. On the festival grounds in Fairburn, Georgia, open every Saturday and Sunday, and Memorial Day, Monday through June 1st, 2025. Family 4-pack of tickets to the Georgia Renaissance Festival.
Bo.
Courtesy of Andy and Randy.
You got your tickets?
Most specifically
Randy. I do not have tickets yet. I would love to win these, but I can't.
We'll probably get you some.
That'd be great.
We'll
if anybody's listening.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into the big story of the day. There was breaking news this hour. The Hawks have made a move in their front office. We'll tell you exactly what it was coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.